So I'm going to move away from what I kind of prepared to share with you. It's not going to be a teaching, but something I did feel in my heart. I feel like the Lord keeps on bringing me back to the thing He's really, really speaking to me about. And just bear with me. I'm not going to put scriptures on. I'm just going to go for it from my heart. Is that okay? And so, it's interesting. I've been trying to stay away from teaching this because I've been teaching it everywhere. It's just what's burning in my heart. But most probably, if you will cut me, I will bleed John 17. I love John 17. I love that prayer of Jesus. I mean, you and I, we get a glimpse into God speaking to God about the desires that's been in God for all eternity. A curtain is pulled back, and you and I actually get to look into the heart of God to see what's burning inside of Him. And this whole unpacking, Jesus declaring, Jesus asking. But then right there at the end, for me, it gets sweet. And Jesus uses these words and He says, Father, I desire. Such a strong word. Father, I desire. And He says, He's actually asked for three things. And He goes beyond to say, that those whom You have given Me will be with Me where I am. And that they would see My glory. It's an incredible thing. Jesus is standing before the throne of mercy, looking into His Abba's face in the earth, and He's praying. He's on His way to the cross. This is where He is on His journey. He's come to the end of the 3 years. He is now, this is last bits of moments before the crucifixion. Stands and He looks at His Abba and He says, Father, I have a request. I have a burning in my heart that those who You have given Me and those You will give Me, will You show them My glory? I want them to see Me for who I am. Because when they see Me, they will love Me. And when they see Me, they will love You. Show them. You see, beloved, you worship to the degree that you see. Why do you think the worship in heaven is ongoing? Because there's a continuing of a revelation. They are looking upon Him. It's just what happens when you behold Him. Jesus is saying, Father, show them. I want them to know Me. And then He makes this turning, and I'm just going to unpack a little bit of it because I want to land somewhere. And then Jesus kind of suggests, and He prays this, and He says, Father, and the love that's in Your heart for Me, put it in them. You know what He's asking the Father? He's saying, Father, I want My bride, my reward, my treasure, my special, very special treasure. I want her to love Me with the same intensity, the same passion, the same depth that's in Your heart. The way You love Me, Father, I want her to love Me the same way. Will You put that love that's in You, will You put that love in her? He's praying that. Father, help her to love Me. And I just, we were worshiping one day and I had this picture because I believe Jesus is praying that today, right now. He's praying for you right now. Father, help her. Father, help Sonia. Father, help Rian. Help Van. Father, help them to love Me. I believe He's praying that. But can you imagine this morning, Jesus standing before His Abba, before His dad, looking in His face, says, Father, put Your love in them. And I had this vision the other day in worship, and the Father goes like, Jesus, wait a moment. Jesus. Yes, Father. Just listen. And from the earth, there's a sound coming up. It says, with all My heart, I love You. Father, he says, I'm doing it, son. I'm doing it, son. Listen. Feel. See. The Spirit is working in the heart of your bride, stirring up a love in her for you. Son, look. That's why I can take a little chorus like that and just sing it the whole morning. What more do you want to say? We love you. It's what he's praying. He's praying that. How can we ever get tired of just singing that to him and telling him, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. It's where it all begins and it's where it will end. Love. And if there's one thing you should contend for in your life, if there's one thing you should pray for in this season, is Holy Spirit, I want to partner with you in my life. I want to love Jesus the way the Father loves him. And I want to love the Father the way Jesus loves him. Holy Spirit, I want to partner with you in my life. Stir up that kind of love in me. Because the more love burns in your heart, there's no longer the issue of cost. Because lovers go beyond what's expected. Lovers don't worry about 6 o'clock in the morning or 7 or 5. Lovers goes, their hearts are burning. There's no issue to how much they give. They've lost it all in love. And when Paul says we are compelled by love, the first love he's speaking about is this love. I love him. I think Paul, if we could put him on the stage and we cut his heart, I think Paul would just, first thing he would say is, I love him. I endured all these hardships, the persecution, the sick, the ex, because I love him. How can you not love him? Do you know that you are his reward? You are what he gets at the end. But in the last days, the love of many will grow cold. And I don't think it only refers to the world. I feel like we have to fight amongst us for burning hearts. Because the heart drifts. Isn't it so? Today you burn and tomorrow you're cold. Today you pray up a storm and the next week you're not praying at all. It's kind of, we have this weakness in us. To love him. See, I know there's a lot of sides to our journey and our walk. But beloved, here's the thing. If you do the Christian way more than the Christian king, there's a problem. What is your purpose in life? Land that plane right now. Your purpose in life is a man. His name is Jesus. That's it. Remember when the Lord spoke in Exodus, he actually spoke to the nation of Israel and he said to them, listen to these beautiful words. He said, do you remember how I dealt with Egypt? How I came underneath you and carried you on eagle's wings and I brought you to myself. He didn't bring us to religion. He brought us to himself. I carried you. You couldn't walk, Israel. You were so weak. Slavery took your soul. You were bent over. You were broken. But I came underneath you. I lifted you. I brought you to myself. I wanted you. And the verse Andrew started with the year, you know, to remember the devotion of your youth when you used to love me as a bride. Oh, to love him. To love him. There's a song that goes, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. It's the best thing you can do today is to fall in love with Him. Just fall in love with Him. Open your heart again. Say, Holy Spirit, come again. Breathe upon the flames of my devotion and my love. Do it in me. Do it in me. So I'm closing with this. I want to minister to one or two. I had some words in there. Right in the, actually, in the end of last year, the beginning of this year, I was praying. And as I was praying, I felt that the Holy Spirit spoke to me and He said, the enemy is raising up a strategy against the church. And this, in a couple of weeks' time, you'll see some movement in that area. And so I know by now when the Lord speaks of that, He always comes and He kind of gives an answer. And so now I'm tuning my ear and I'm sitting, Holy Spirit, okay, so the enemy, He's kind of always busy, but this is something that you are speaking about, your warning. So what's the answer? And I heard the Holy Spirit saying to me, the standard I'm raising up in this hour that will disarm the enemy. Listen to this. It's the beauty of Jesus in the eyes of His bride. Isn't that simple? A people that's fascinated with the beauty of Jesus. I mean, it's just eyes on Him. Hearts lost. Fascinated with the beauty of Him. And I heard the Holy Spirit saying, I'm coming to reveal Jesus like in no other season in the life of the church. How do you overcome the sin in your life? You get your eyes on the beauty of Jesus. How do you grow in your faith? You get your eyes on the beauty of Jesus. You set your heart upon Him. Here's the question. When last have you cried into your Bible? Just because of what you're discovering and seeing and feeling. When last have you stayed with a verse until you break through the pages and encounter the man on the other side of it? Because we will contend for hunger, but beloved, one glimpse of His beauty and hunger flares up in your spirit. You cannot not be hungry when you see Him. I had a friend of mine teaching and he was saying that. He said, when last did you open the Bible and you wept into it? So how far have we drifted? Oh, I'm so hungry for an encounter with the presence and the person of Jesus. You know His presence is His person. You can't separate the presence from the person. The presence is the person. With all my heart, I love You, Lord. You're my first love. You're my reward. First love. First love. First love. Amen. Are you guys okay? I felt His presence this morning so much. I was struggling to just think. I couldn't think of songs. You know when that happens to a worship leader, he's in trouble. I couldn't see myself going anywhere. I actually just wanted to stay. I'm so overwhelmed. We were singing a little line, all my days You've been faithful, beloved. Held in your hands. Do you have any idea how much He loves you? Have any idea? how much He loves you. And He not only loves you, He likes you. He's deeply, madly in love with you. You are everything to Him. You are constantly on His mind. He's thinking about you every moment of His existence. Your name is engraved in the palms of His hands. He's ever looking at you. You are so loved. So loved. What a privilege we have this morning to come together and love Him. Sing a little song. You know what I always say to you guys that struggle in the secret place? Just because you don't feel anything doesn't mean He doesn't feel anything. I can tell you now what we experienced this morning when we lifted our hands and we loved Him. It moved Him deeply. I wonder if the Father sometimes needs to hold Him back. You can't go and get her right now. But I want her. You took Enoch. Can I just go get her? I love her so much. I do think maybe they talk like that. I don't know. But I want to minister just to two people, maybe, and then go into something.